Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
Hey now, Charming.
This is Anna.
Hey, Charming, do you want to tackle that topic that we skipped the last time because they weren't here?
I mean, we're a couple of weeks behind. This went viral a couple of weeks ago, but just real quick, you guys, I know Albert did, but did you two ladies see the viral video of the couple that went to the steakhouse with the mother-in-law and the dog?
Oh,
and
my God, yes.
So everybody, just want to make sure we're all on the same page, right?
So, but just a quick...
Oh, you can find it. It's everywhere. The person that originally posted it deleted it, but it was saved and it's just shared all over social media.
But Jamming, for the sake of the people, the listeners who haven't,
we'll recap it.
Go ahead and recap. Yeah,
real quick. It's a couple, man, woman, and the mother-in-law and their dog go to a steakhouse, right? And they put a video out, and this is from their video. They actually did this to themselves, like chicken shy in the foot, but they put this out. So they go to a steakhouse. They didn't make a reservation. That's the first problem. That's the first error. So they show up and the restaurant tells them there's no patio seating. So that takes care of the dog, which is honestly not that big a deal because they drive a Tesla. So you can put it on dog mode. So the dog could have been by themselves. But the second problem is the other issue that came up was because they're kind of walking. They didn't have any reservation. They can only allow two people. So that eliminates the wife, the husband and the mother. You know what I mean? So mother-in-law, somebody had to stay in the car and stuff like that. Well, had to stay, it's the proverbial word here. But so anyway, so what they decided to do was the husband and the wife, on the assistance of the mother-in-law, they say, hey, you two go in, have a nice dinner. And they make, like I said, the only reason we know this, the chick made a nice video, but then they posted a video about this. So they're in there eating, having a good time, and they take food out there in a box. And you see her running to her car. Hey, mom, and dog. Here's the steak and stuff like that. Here's stuff like that. And like I said, they posted it. And since then, in the last 2 weeks, they got their ass handed to them on social media to a point where they had to take down the original video. The mother-in-law had to post a video saying, oh, no, it was me. I insisted and stuff like that. You don't understand. What do you call it? My daughter and her husband, they've done a lot for me, blah, blah, blah. So other variables that factors into this that are, to me are not ultimately relevant, but it's an immigrant angle to this too. The wife is Chinese American, a Chinese American, and the mother-in-law obviously is Chinese and stuff like that. She was visiting.
And the husband is white.
Yeah, the husband's white and stuff like that. To me, I'll get to my point, but yeah, these are the variables and these are the things that's come out of it and stuff like that. So that's where we are right now.
I'd like to add that if you watch the video, the mother-in-law, the mom, looks happy. She looks generally happy. She's easier walking around outside the restaurant, pointing at the side of the restaurant with the dog, and generally looks happy. So say that what you will, but go on.
My first question is, you, Albert, Anna, have all done these social media. You've all edited things, you know, podcasts, TikTok videos. So you must have looked at footage or seen things many times before you posted and stuff like that. Just to me, just the optics of the chick in the restaurant slicing up the steak and then giving it to her mom. Just like when you're at home looking at this, do you not see the optics of this? You know what I mean? Do you not have any kind of self-awareness and stuff like that? That's my number one thing. I have another point and stuff like that, but you guys go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I think that they thought this was going to be cute. And they did not get their heads out of their butts. I'm so glad they got destroyed. Whether the mom is okay with it, okay, fine. Keep it private. You don't have to say all the things I put, you know, I left my mom and the dog in the Tesla in dog mode. Like, it just, it's so ridiculous. Like, why do you think that would be cute?
Because
they really thought it was going to be cute.
Damn influencers, am I right?
That was going to be one of my points. Yeah, go ahead.
If anything else, if they needed to do a video of this restaurant, which I think was like a couple hours away, is that what, remember? I remember seeing that, right?
Yeah, so a couple hours away. It's a highly thought of scene.
You're right. Like, do the video. Just edit everything out about the mom and the dog. Just don't put that part in. Come on.
I don't know if that's a lesson to take out of this, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't go viral for if they did that. But at the same time, at least they'll have some self-awareness if they're going to just do this anyway. I mean, come on. Come on. Ruthie, thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, they probably thought it was cute. And again, like context, maybe, I don't know, maybe they thought it's okay with their mom because their mom said it was okay. You know, I'll watch the dog. I'll spend time with the dog. But then you're literally giving your mom the doggy bag. Like, why is she staying? Why not just send her home or like pick another place to eat at a like at a different restaurant where they can all eat together? Yep. It's just it's weird. No. It's like right. It's like our other conversation with culture. You know, like it might be okay, but then this one's not okay.
Yeah.
It's just the optics did not look good. Maybe it was it's cute in their story, but like
it is not cute at all. I see
it was not cute.
No, like they wanted to go viral, but they went viral for the wrong reason.
Yep. I told Albert this. I mean, without knowing like what literally happened in the video and stuff like that, and this is based on my own personal snap judgment just by looking at their looks, that the husband and wife, they look like assholes. You know what I mean? They just look self-involved assholes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Self-important assholes. You know what I mean? But my two takeaways, it's kind of building up what you guys said. My big two takeaways is the first one is in the age of social media, clicks and all that stuff, your engagement, whatever, be it TikTok, whatever, should not be greater than your own personal morals. You know what I mean? You have to carry yourself for certain ethics and morals and stuff like that, which leads to my second point. Because the thing is about this, the reason why it went viral is so many people have their takes about the mother and wife, the husband and wife, the mother-in-law dynamics, and there's the immigrant dynamic. You know what I mean? There's like all these kind of different variables and all that stuff. You know, to me, at the end of the day, all that stuff is not as important as just basic decency. The thing is, when you agree to have a meal with somebody, the meal, sharing the meal, spending time is the most important thing. It doesn't matter if you travel 3 hours away. It doesn't matter if it's a Michelin-rated restaurant. It just doesn't matter. Go find a different place to eat and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's just basic decency. The point of sharing a meal is not necessarily the meal itself. You know what I mean? It's sharing time with each other. You know what I mean? If us on this podcast agree to go get something to eat and we go there and they don't have seats for four of us, you know what we do? At least I like to think we all leave. You know what I mean? We all agree to leave. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just common decency. And I can't stress this point enough. I don't like the rest of you guys on the podcast. I don't like you that much. But the thing is, we agreed to have a meal together, right? That's the most important thing.
We never had a meal together, Jamie.
Exactly. And I think you know why. It doesn't matter if we made the reservation at like French Laundry or Denny's. You know what I mean? It just doesn't matter. You know what I mean? If they can't seat the four of us, we'll get another place. We'll go to another place. You know what I mean?
No, not for anything, but it's be ridiculous. A gentleman. Be a gentleman and have your wife go with her mom.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. And then go walk the dog.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been cute. That would have been like, oh, okay, that might have gotten positive responses. Not like, oh, I'm still going to go ahead and have a date with my wife while grandma watches the dog in the car.
That's what everybody kind of settled on. You know, hey, the guy's shithead. And they also settled on the immigrant angle with the Asian. It's like, you know, elder, you know, respected elders, especially the Asian woman. They like all mothers are, you know, they sacrifice stuff. But Asian women in particular, they sacrifice their career and all that stuff for raising kids and stuff like that. A lot of people play up that angle, which is all legitimate and stuff, which is all important and stuff like that. It's worth discussing. But my whole thing is like just common decency, just basic common decency. Just like, hey, they don't have enough seats, we gotta bounce. You know what I mean? It's like peace out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. There's a couple of things that I found them to be very inconsiderate. Not only the fact that, you know, the husband should have just let the mom actually join his wife, but apparently the mom doesn't even eat steak. So you're gonna bring her to a steakhouse where she doesn't even eat steak. So what the hell were you guys thinking?
Secondly, it was never about her. They just want to go to that fancy restaurant.
Yeah, but secondly, if they are wannabe influencers, they would have called ahead to make sure what the arrangements are, promised are, and all that stuff. And thirdly, they have a dog. Okay, most dog owners will double check to make sure they can even bring their dog to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And they didn't even consider that as well.
Yeah.
So and what the hell?
And conspiracy theory, there's people online saying that the restaurant has gotten like, you know, social media messages back and forth. And they've said, you know what, we don't have a limit as far as like walk-in, no like 2-person limit. There's people like thinking, did they just maybe delivery do this and thinking that it was cute?
The mom stood out there.
Yeah, stage and all that. Yeah. But I will just say this, the image of the original video of her walking to the car.
No, she was running.
She's running, and that part is up, but the shot afterwards where she's handing the food to her mom, and she's in the mom's in the car with the dog. If I saw that, I would have oh my God. My life would have been a failure if I ever did that to any of my parents or anybody I liked. It. You know what I mean? I ain't got a relationship with. You know what I mean? You sit in the car, and I'll bring you the food. You know what I mean? With the dog.
That's and then ridiculous. God knows how long she waited for to get that food.
Like, that's just ridiculous.
You don't want to waste the drive, but then go find someplace else so you can eat
all the together. Drive. Like I said, if we went to the French Laundry, the most fanciest place in the world, and they said we have no reservation, where your reservations got screwed up, I'd say, all right, peace out. We'll go somewhere else. It's like, there's no mission. I never had a meal in my life, any fancy meal, any dirt cheap meal.
Where you left that's somebody worth, out.
Yeah, where you sacrifice your like basic decency. You know, it's like no meal is worth that. It's ridiculous. So, here, mom, here, take this steak with the dog. Do you want to eat first or the dog? You eat first. Anyway, I don't know, man. It's dumb.
It was. I think I remember you said that it was bao. They got her bao to go.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even steak because she doesn't eat steak. So
yeah. They didn't check in with the mom like what they wanted. They just really wanted to go to that restaurant and make some video out of it or something like that.
Yeah, you know? I'm pretty sure this was staged. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Another thing. Yeah. The thing is, no Chinese mom wants American food, steaks, or anything like that. You know what I mean? There's no Chinese woman that's ever wanted anything other than Chinese food. You know what I mean? So.
All right. Any additional thoughts to that, Anna, Ruthie?
Good times.
They're a-holes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, you know, the guy could have been a gentleman and let his wife and her mom enjoy it, mm-hmm. or you know, say, hey, honey. Why don't I take your mom? Like, you go sit in the car with the dog. Like, I think that would have been acceptable too. But like, he also wanted his piece of the pie and his steak, and did not want to sacrifice that. So he's an a-hole.
I don't know about him taking the mom without the wife. I mean, that sounds like a plot for a porn video.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
I mean, of course he did. No, I mean, like, you know, who knows what kind of relationship they have. Maybe he's close to the mom and maybe, like, doing something nice, you know. But yeah, he should have let his wife and, you know, her mom had a mother-daughter moment. He could have been with a dog and, like, figured out his other meal.
Yeah, yeah. Go to Lazy Dog. That's a nice place.
Yeah.
All right, Ruthie, you have a story for us.
I do.
You know, it's the 5 minutes, 7 minutes.
Question mark.
Thing.
Question mark. Albert asked a question.
You know, I did have a story. I mentioned it earlier this week, I think, and then I was trying to remember what it was.
That's what you said last time.
I know, it always happens because, like,
my dog ate my homework. I swear, it was done.
I swear to God.
Okay, that's fine.
I swear, that's what happened.
All right. Anna, do you have something?
I can talk about my hair.
All right.
Drama.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, let's, I haven't been let's. On since it happened.
Yes.
All right. So, a couple weeks ago, I had thought I wanted to kind of get second opinions on my hair because I wasn't really happy with what my hair looked like at the time. So, there's this Facebook group. Like a girl group where for San Diego, where you go in, you know, people look for friends or recommendations or anything. So I went in there asking, like, hey, does anybody have any hairstylist recommendations? This is what my hair looks like. My current hairstylist convinced me to do this, but honestly, I really don't like it. So I want to see what else I can do with my hair. So the post had been up for less than 40 minutes when I get a text from my hairstylist saying, hey, Anna, I've gotten so many messages about your post on Facebook.
Wait, what?
And I just wanted to check in with you because I was under the impression we both decided on this and you said I convinced you. So like what's going on? And I was like, it's only been up. I'm like, what the hell? It just went up. And so, you know, as I'm dealing with the comments there, because there's a lot of people recommending themselves or whatnot, I like text her. I was like, okay, yeah, I did post that Facebook post, but I was just looking for other opinions. I wanted to see what else was out there. And maybe convince was the strong word, but I told you I didn't like the hair, and you had said that I couldn't bleach it ever again. Like, she had said a lot of things before we went with this.
Who stitched on you? That's what I'm wondering. Who stitched on you?
That's what I want to know. So I'm like, there
that's
must
what
be
we want to know too. Going
back to the original comment that you posted, do you include their information? Like,
no, but I think that there were people in that Facebook group that work at the salon that know that I go to her that went and told her.
I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair, though. I don't think that's right. In terms of, like, just
a lot.
I don't think that's right for them to do that, to just kind of snitch on you like that. You know what I mean? Because you obviously you deliberately not name the person and the business and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
No one knows.
Yeah, that's not cool. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't like that.
I thought that was that. It blew out of proportion really quickly. And so, you know, she texted me and I sent that. And then she texted me and she's like, I think it would be best if we cancel your appointment next week while you figure out what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this has gone blown out of proportion so much. Like, seriously, I was just trying to find other like opinions. And I was just like, I cannot believe this happened. Like, seriously, like it blew up so much, like that she had to like cancel my appointment. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, so and all that. I actually ended up finding someone who like I told her everything, like, hey, this is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
How soon could you fit me in? And she fit me in today. And you know what? She did a really awesome job. Like, she did something completely different that I never thought of. And I think it looked really good. And I just have to add the pink myself, which I'm glad, because I have been telling my previous stylist for the past four times that I didn't like the pink. And she kept saying like, oh yeah, we're gonna change it, and we never did. So now I'm like, okay, now I get to control at least a color. But she did an amazing job with what I went in with. Yeah. So in the end, I got someone new, but oh my God, I was like, I have to find someone ASAP before like my hair gets worse. But yeah, that's my story. Like, I snitches get stitches, and I don't know who snitched on me.
Yeah, I don't think that's my takeaway. I mean, whatever happens to your hair is between you and your hair and your taste and stuff. My whole thing is like, hey, I think it's bad form. It's bad etiquette for someone to snitch on you and stuff like that. You made a post asking for help. You didn't like point out like who you had beef with. You didn't mention you even had beef. You didn't mention the name of your hairstylist and the place of business. You know what I mean?
You didn't publicly embarrass her.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. You did it in good faith and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And also, a hairstylist, I think it's a service industry and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Some, you know, things change with the service industry, and you know, sometimes customers aren't happy and stuff. Unless, like I said, unless you like really like go out of your way to you know, pick on her and stuff like that. It's
right.
It's what you said was fair. I don't think people shouldn't snitch that. You know, that's not cool.
And I called Anna after she told us this story. I told her exactly the same thing. Like, at the end of the day, it's a service that requires the customer to be happy at the end of the day. Like, I get, you know, some stylists that dye hair, they see it as artistry, and I get it and I respect it. But at the end of the day, it's a service that you need to cater to your client who needs to be happy. Mm-hmm. They may not agree with you 100%, and that's okay. And you know, I was even telling Anna, like, oh, I thought you were, you know, switching it up with like a darker pink. And turns out that's not the color that she wanted all along. Yeah. So, you know, you are who you are. We are used to certain haircuts that we like. It's kind of like, you know, I still haven't had a haircut since that salon botched my hair. Like, when was it? A year and a half ago before Christmas last year? Not even last year, the year before that. And I have split ends now just because I'm so traumatized to get my hair cut. I'm trying to cut my hair by myself. But this person literally convinced me that, hey, no, you don't need a blowout. I don't need to style your hair. It looks fine. And then I come home, I'm nearly in tears because I'm like, my hair's chopped up, literally. And there's no fixing it. So, yeah, it's all about perspective, but you also have to respect what your paying customer wants.
And, you know, you think in this economy, you don't want to lose clients.
Right?
But she was very quick to cancel my appointment. And I was like, okay, fine. You know, like, that's it. Like, great. But in the end, it kind of worked out because I did find someone else that, like, went for a vision that I didn't expect, and I like it. So
good. Yay, story, I'm glad.
You know,
yeah, like, and it doesn't come cheap.
No, it's not cheap. So it's like, mm-hmm. okay, well, what do I do now? But it was so dramatic, and it reminds me, girls are so dramatic and snitches, and never again.
Yeah, listeners, if you know who snitched on Anna, send her a message.
Give them stitches.
Yeah.
Cut off their hair. Ah.
For real. And that's my story.
All right. Ruthie, for sure, you have nothing?
I cannot remember it for the life of me.
Okay.
I really need to write these things down. Sorry.
No worries. I'll mention something. Let's see. Let me choose from my list here of things.
Maybe I'll go after you if I remember. I'm scrolling through our conversations of reels.
All right, real quick question. Do you, when you call work that you can't make it to work kind of thing, do you say call in from work or do you say call out from work?
I say call out.
Do you say call in from work that you can't make it to work or do you say call out from work that you can't make it to work?
I call in.
You call in. Okay, Anna, yeah. You?
Called out.
Yeah, I'm also call out. So. Yeah.
But I've heard you use the term call in to call in sick.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Yes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Call in sick.
But, like, I've never heard that term here. I've only heard it in the West Coast to call in.
Yeah, I call in.
Like, even when we're calling in sick, we say we're calling out sick.
So maybe it's because I work for a family business. Has a more familiar tone or familiarity to it. Maybe that's why.
For me, in my logic, in my head, call in means you're going into work. And if you can't make it to work, you're going out of work.
Yeah, kinda but I'm like calling, that? Though. I'm calling into the work. I'm not walking into the work. I'm not walking into the work.
Google even kind of like agrees with you. Because I mean, when I typed in call in or call out from work, Google says here, both call in and call out can be used to inform your employer about an absence from work. But call in sick is more common in many areas, particularly in office settings.
I don't want to agree with Google. Now I'm hesitant.
Call out sick is more prevalent in shift work environments like retail or food services.
There you go.
Yeah.
Some people feel call out sick implies a more urgent or unplanned absence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm saying there is no right answer to this, but I use call out. So
I'm thinking there's a right answer. Whatever I said.
Son of a bitch.
If we're doing random topics, I have one too. How about that? Corn tortilla or flour tortilla? It's flour tortilla, right?
Flour,
right? Come on.
I heard mostly corn, actually, but I
know you can also have corn.
Oh, which one do I prefer?
Yeah, your personal preference.
Oh, when somebody gives you the option, I usually go for corn.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Really?
Yeah. Ruthie, you're corn, right?
I'm flour.
I mean, flour.
Yeah.
Anna, you gotta break the tie. We'll tie it.
Well, I prefer flour, but I'm not allowed to say that because my dad gets really pissed off. So I have to say corn.
Well, why not flour though? Flour's softer.
Because it's an American thing, and it's a disservice to the corn tortilla.
Oh, is that true? Really? Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It's an American thing. Yeah. Oh my God. My dad got so mad last time. I said, I want a flour tortilla. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I give all credit to Hispanics and stuff like that. We stole, you know, we literally stole and, you know, bought this land from some of that. But, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, flour tortilla is delicious. I'm sorry.
I do. I know. When I have a fajita, I definitely want flour tortillas for sure.
Okay.
Interesting.
Tell you the truth, I guess it is different. You can't really, I'm not saying you can't. But if I'm getting a burrito, I prefer flour tortillas for obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know?
I think it's an American thing.
Burrito's American thing.
That is true. And corn is a lot more, it's thinner and more crispier. And it's part of the reason why I like corn tortilla because I like crispy things. But yeah, not for burritos. So, yeah. Okay. All right. There we go. Thanks for listening.
We did it again, guys.
You can find his podcast.
Another great show.
You can find his podcast on Instagram.
It's very great, though. It looks like a wet fart. Okay. I thought there'd be a little bit more.
There is more. Let me get to this. You can find his podcast on Instagram, Blue Sky Trends, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Letterboxd at Albert5x5.
Oh, is it not your birthday anymore, Jemming?
you went first. I mean, second during the intro. I thought you just take it over. But yeah.
Okay. What's my name again? This is Ruthie. Ah, you can find me on Instagram, RuthieGrace13, and Ruthie's Cats. You can
find me on social media, JIAMINGLU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else on the show notes. Find it at whowhatwheresby.com. Before we go, let's give our 11 listeners some recommendations for this week. Ruthie.
Yes. I actually have a couple. Okay, so, all right. I started watching, actually, I watched The Life List today. I don't know if you guys have seen it on Netflix. At first, I thought, like, oh, okay, this is kind of cheesy. So then I kind of held off on it. Actually, your brother, Albert, Carl, told me about it. And I was like, meh. Like, it looks like a rom-com. Like, it doesn't look very interesting. But no, it's actually not a rom-com. It has its funny parts, but it's a solid movie. Unique. I mean, not super unique, but, like, you know, it's about a girl whose mom passed away, and then she has to go through this list that her mom found in order to get her inheritance. And it's just, like, the journey of that. And it was actually, like, a pretty good movie. It was pretty solid. So that's The Life List on Netflix, starring Sophia Carson.
That movie actually went a little viral when it first came out. A lot of people debating about its take on life and whatnot. So, yeah.
But go on. I mean, it's definitely got white privilege, you know, written all over it. And then I started watching this old series. Not old. I think it was like from pre-COVID. Like either 2018 or 2019 or maybe even older. Riviera with Julia Stiles. It's basically a murder mystery, your typical show. Pretty cool. I like it so far. It's keeping me interested. I'm just going through shows right now, and right now I feel like there's like a lull between big shows that are coming up and big shows that have finished. So I'm just trying to find things to watch in between. So yeah, Riviera on Prime Video has actually been pretty good. I'm still watching it. I think there's two seasons, maybe just one. Not sure. Got to finish it. But yeah.
That was on Prime Video.
Prime Video.
Okay. Riviera. Okay. Anna?
I watched How to Train Your Dragon, the live action movie, and it was actually really cute. Oh my God. Like, I was really skeptical, but I am sold. Like, all the actors were really great. And I highly recommend it. If you like the animated, you'll like the live action. They did cut out a scene that's very crucial to the ending, but it's fine. Whatever. I'll live with it.
Yeah, I thought in terms of like live action adaptation, this is probably what people hoped it would turn out. It was just almost exactly like the cartoon. Right? So so yeah.
Yep.
And like the guy who played Hiccup, he sounded exactly like Hiccup from the animated movie. Like at one point I was like, wait, what am I watching?
I think he was doing a voice, because I don't think that's his real voice.
No, I don't know, but yeah, like it was in Gerard Butler. Oh my God, like, oh, if they do
this, he embodied him.
He is best acting ever. From, but I'm now worried about the sequel. If they make a sequel, I'm gonna cry. But other than that, it was a great movie. Toothless.
Whoa. Let's just not throw out words, man.
Wow, John, words have meanings.
I saw an hour. I hate it. Sorry. Or cutting in and stuff like that. I saw an hour of Lilo and Stitch and an hour of How to Train Your Dragon. And my whole thing is like, just watch Elio. How about that? What do you think of that? That's my official review. Just watch the original movie, guys.
That's fair.
K-pop and the Demon Slayers. What Demon Hunters?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah. Watch original movies. still a lot better.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah,
How to Train Your Dragon last week. I completely forgot about that. That was enjoyable. It was. I mean, it did help that I also watched the movies like a few months back to back. So that was. Yeah, I felt like this movie actually was pretty spot on in terms of like how Toothless was acting, like just scene for scene, everything was pretty spot on.
There's a debate online saying that Toothless should have been more quote unquote realistic looking.
And yeah, I agree.
You agree to that? Because my argument there is that whenever they do the whole like it's got to look more realistic, I think back to what happened to Sonic the Hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to make a quote unquote realistic looking Sonic Hedgehog thing, mm-hmm. and everybody hated it, right? So they made
that was a PR move.
And so they made it look like a cartoon character again. So
my whole thing with the looks of How to Train Your Dragon is nothing to do with Toothless. Looks Toothless is fine. It's just like the other characters of Viking, they should have looked more realistic. They tried to recapture the design and feel of the animation.
Too much. Just like
the animation still exists. That works in animation. That hair, that dopey hair the main character had doesn't work in real life. It just looks weird.
No, but it doesn't. Like, the wig he had on did not work. Stop like, they could have updated some things to, like, you know, be more real, like, realistic. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, the animated. Because animated, some things work, some don't. Toothless, I'm like, you're kind of, like, the same Toothless as the animated. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really, like, in awe if I, like, I don't know.
And you know, what's funny is the woke part of that movie really works. I like the idea of like Vikings went all over the world and they brought back black people, Asian people, you know what I mean?
The way they explained it, I was like, okay, all right.
And then they quickly forgot about them.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really pay off from the hour that I saw, but still, you know what I mean? I appreciate the wokeness.
I'm intrigued by the story. So you watch an hour of Lilo and Stitch and an hour of How to Train Your Dragon. You went to go see the movie and you just walked out.
No. Lilo and Stitch is because it was next. I took my nephew to Sky Zone. And then I said, this is the only movie that kind of fit the schedule. And then I saw an hour of it. It was just boring. There's a lot of discourse about it. Which is interesting to find online. But it was just boring to me. So I just walked out. I just sat at the Sky Zone to finish up. And then How to Train Dragons is basically based on the fact that I had nothing to do. I got off work early that day. I had nothing to work. So it was just scheduling and happenstance. I saw these movies and I gave it an hour and that's all. That's all.
Yeah.
Wasn't aggressively bad. Both of these aren't aggressively like bad and stuff like that, but just boring. And it's just, you guys use the key word. You know, it's the original. It's just the original movie. It's just the original movie just exists.
Yeah.
And the thing, especially with How to Train Dragon, I can just rewatch this. That movie is awesome, man. And How to Train Dragon is awesome too. The animated movies still hold up. They're awesome.
Yeah, there is an irony to the fact that How to Train Dragon live action is so similar to the original. And people do generally seem to be really enjoying it. I enjoyed it myself, right? Anna enjoyed it herself. And people in the past have complained, why bother remaking it when the original is still there? But yet, here is a remake that's almost exactly like the original, and people are enjoying it. So everybody are just a bunch of hypocrites. They just don't know what they like.
Well, and it's like, I saw a review where they said, oh, it follows the animated very closely, so there will be no like negative, like people won't be mad at it. Oh. And you know, because Lilo and Stitch, people are so mad about the changes, it. Yeah, and How to Train Your Dragon did not get updated, did not add, like, the little things they added for, like, the side characters, I actually really like.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the very, very minimal changes to the point where I'm like, okay, like, it's practically scene for scene.
Yep. All right. Jami, your turn.
My recommendation is sort of based on the conversation around materialist. Specifically, not two of us haven't seen the movie and stuff, so I'm not talking about the actual movie itself, but the marketing, how that marketing affects people's expectations, how those expectations skewer their view of the movie as they're watching, as they're thinking about the movie when they leave and stuff like that. The thing is, leading up to the movie, people, from what I can tell online, expected a rom-com being, you know, jokey, slapstick, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're thinking about your Julia Roberts, Sandra Bullock type movie and stuff. And what they got in the materialist was not that. You know what I mean? It was not that. It's basically a dramedy, a drama, basically, and stuff like that. So that really affected how people reviewed thought of the movie and stuff like that. Here's my whole thing. I'm very sympathetic to this because marketing is, in this day and age, is everywhere, and it does create impression. I'll speak for myself. I myself do not watch a lot of trailers. I did not see the trailer for Materialist, but even me going in, not watching a single trailer, had also expectation of rom-com, because when you walk into a movie, you are inundated with so much marketing that's just outside of trailers, TV spots, and all that stuff. You get trailers, TV shows sent to your phone, to social media, but also everybody knows now the kind of promotion movie stars do for movies. You go on these YouTube, you go to TikTok things, and just from that, those interactions, those interviews, you get an idea of what the movie is like. For example, again, The Materialist. Before I watched the movie, I saw Dakota Johnson and Chris Evans do a quiz. Like, they had to choose, like, their favorite rom-com. You know what I mean? It's like, she wore hair and Sally. He said this. You know what I mean? So just all this promotion, all this stuff gets fed into your brain and stuff like that. And you, like I said, it creates an expectation, stuff like that. So my recommendation is, having said all this, you have to be kind of fair to the movie and the filmmakers when you're watching a movie. It's very hard, but right before a movie starts, you have to take a deep breath and just put all the marketing, all your, all your preconceptions on all the marketing aside. You have to judge the movie for what it is. You know what I mean? Me, even with this movie and stuff like that, it took me a minute to realize, oh, this is not jokey. This is not, slapstick. This is a serious, thoughtful movie and stuff like that. It took me a bit of a minute to orientate myself. But, like I said, all I'm recommending is be fair to the movie. Be fair to the filmmaker. Marketing is, unfortunately, something separate and stuff like that the filmmakers can't necessarily control. You have to be fair to the art you're experiencing, so, and you have to put aside preconceived notions and stuff like that, So that's my recognition.
No, that's a good one. I mean, I not famously, but I said I never saw the promotions for Materialist before I watched it.
Right.
I watched it because of Celine's song. And so, based on the chat, when I came out of the movie, go, oh, wow, I'm two for two. I like Celine Song's movies. Yeah. And then Anna was all like, it's a rom-com. And I'm like, no, it's not. How is it a rom-com? Like, are people saying it's a rom-com? And apparently people are saying it's a rom-com. Yeah. Like, what the hell? So, yeah, it's unfortunate because, it famously has a B- cinema score right now because of people who probably thought, well, that wasn't funny. And people who just disagree with some of the plot ideas of the movie, but yeah, it just seems unfair. I don't know what A24 was thinking, but they should have promoted this better. While Neon, so far from what I've seen after the fact, because I didn't see a single trailer for Life of Chuck, but after watching the movie, then I saw the trailers. I'm like, oh, they did a pretty good job with the trailers. It wasn't really spoiling the movie, and it kind of played with your expectations of what it might be. So Neon plus to them over A24, I guess, at this rate on trailers. In promotions.
So A24 marketing would say, you know what, hey, we've made $20 million so far. F you, we got people butts in seats. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So
yeah, I mean that's probably true. And Life of Chuck didn't make that much money. But unfortunately, because Life of Chuck's a good movie.
My whole thing is like you gotta be fair to the movie. You just have to be fair. You know what I mean? You have to be fair to the art and go in there. Once the movie starts, you have to have an open mind. You know what I mean?
So yes. Speaking of open minds, if you have an open mind about K-pop, I recommend people check out K-pop Demon Hunters on Netflix.
It's really good.
It's really surprisingly good. Much better than I even gave it credit for. And part of it is because of the soundtrack. I really enjoyed the songs and I was shocked because I'm like, I thought it would be like throwaway songs they put for this movie, but nope. Sony Animation so far has done no wrong with Netflix. And this is another hit on their side. On a Netflix thing, and it's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed K-pop Demon Hunters. Check it out on Netflix, and the soundtrack. I've been listening to the soundtrack, and there is one song that I want to play from K-pop Demon Hunters that's been an earworm, and it's this song called Soda Pop. That song.
Right now, it is end of June, and to me, there are two songs that I think are worthy of Best Song for Academy Awards. One is the one you just played, Soda Pop. I think that's the best. It's just the catchiest one. That's
oh my God,
it's
so catchy. This whole time.
No, it's catchy. It's catchy.
Do you think the Academy will actually give it credit,
if they
though?
If they had balls, they would have nominated the song from Turning Red a couple years ago. I thought that was awesome. And they didn't nominate anything from Sing Street. So who knows what they'll do. They're horrible when it comes to the original song. It's always sad, something over the credits, something, you know what I mean? So melancholy. And you know what the second song I think should be nominated for Best Original Song?
What?
We just mentioned Materialist, Breakfast Club, Japanese Breakfast. My Baby.
Yeah, that's a good song too.
I think that plays during the movie, right? If I remember correctly.
I don't remember. But
I don't remember. But
definitely Soda Pop. Two
original songs that's come out within 2 weeks of each other, both wonderful. Soda Pop. Wonderful.
Yes, yes, yes.
You didn't play Soda Pop longer.
Oh, you want more Soda Pop? I can play more Soda Pop.
I just like
Soda Pop was pretty catchy. You had me listening to it over and over too.
Yeah. Watch the movie, guys. K-pop Demon Hunters. Fantastic stuff. Alright, this was episode 886 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who With Rose Wire production. Alright.
Alright, we did it again. Everything else is good? Everything else is cool?
This was the first year where it does seem like Juneteenth is officially really, really a holiday. Like people headed off. There were
not according to our president. I don't think he mentioned it at all.
And then the movie theater was actually packed like it normally would be on a holiday, which I'm pretty sure the past Juneteenth, it wasn't that case, right? Mm-hmm. But this year, it seemed like everybody actually is celebrating Juneteenth. And it was kind of funny too with the movie theater thing, because I went to watch a movie that day, and was it Elio? I think it was Elio. And this one white guy, he's like, why are there so many people here today? And then the manager was like, oh, I guess it's a holiday. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, it's a holiday? And then I just walked away from that because I was afraid of where that's going to go. So
You think he was a shot the N-word? Is that what you thought?
No, I just think. But yeah.
Okay, speaking of Elio, I know the girls can leave if they want, but real quick. Is Pixar just not doing, what do you call it, the short little thing in the movie? The short film? What do you call it? The short in the beginning of the movies anymore?
I was going to ask you that.
Oh, there is none?
Yeah, they haven't done it for the last two movies.
So I was going to ask you that because I went to the quote unquote Elio early screening thing, which I guess it wasn't Juneteenth. It was the day before that. And I walked in 5 minutes after the start time and the Disney logo was playing. Like, they're not showing any trailers, right? So it's a good thing I actually walked in early because I had some food and I was going to eat food while watching trailers. But anyway, so there is nothing before that.
No, there was no early short little thing. Same thing with what do you call it? Inside Out 2, right? I don't think Elemental had it either.
Maybe I guess only the Disney animation ones have it, not the Pixar ones.
Does the animation have those?
Wait,
those
but little, Pixar normally had the opening animation.
That's what I'm saying. Pixar's known for it.
Huh?
They have on Disney Plus. There's a complete dedicated section for those Pixar shorts.
Oh, is that what it is? You can toss it to Disney Plus. We need the material for Disney Plus.
No, I don't. No, I'm saying they have the old ones and stuff. All the old ones, all the classic ones.
Right.
Old Pixar, but they've stopped making them. As far as I remember, they haven't had it in the last few years, last few movies. So
I'm not sure. I think Jami may have heard about this, but Anna Ruti, I'm not sure if you know this, but whenever Pixar does animated shorts, it's actually an experiment on what they could possibly do with animation. Like they're trying a new software for something. And they test it out.
Oh, wow.
And they test it out with those shorts. The shorts will usually feature something that they're testing to see how it looks like in animated form that can be applied to another movie, to a future movie. So shorts you've seen was them trying something new with animation.
Yeah. And also it gives their up and coming talent a platform or a work experience. You know what I mean? It's like the minor leagues of Pixar. You know what I mean? The lady, Dom Lim, the lady who did what do you call it?
Bao.
That was her short. That's her first thing for Pixar. So I was like, you know, something that's really where she directed. And then she went on to do Turning Red and Elio and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it's either Pixar's like, okay, we're done. We did everything we want to do in animation, so no more shorts, I guess. Or maybe it's a budget thing. Like, hey, this is like, hey, you don't have to worry about the shorts. Do this all yeah. the sequel movies that we want you to do now.
And I think they're doing work for Disney Plus. Like, they had that that TV show, right? So maybe they
get
the resources and put there. But yeah, I'm like, I was like, not surprised, but I'm like, oh, I guess it's no longer a thing. So.
Guess not. But yeah, Elio, we didn't mention it in the recommendation, but that's surprisingly a pretty good movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah. It's a good movie. It's solid.
It's solid.
If you were to see one animated movie, I would pick the K-pop one.
Yes. Yeah. If there's anyone you want to watch, you know, animated, K-pop Demon Hunters for sure. But Elio, I should have mentioned this in the marketing, but I think the marketing sucks for Elio. They did not market this very well. And they should have marketed better. They should have marketed like a Pixar movie, not like, let's look at this crazy plot thingy with the kid who wants to get adopted by aliens, you know.
Did you go back and look at the original teaser from 2 years ago?
No. Are you saying it's different?
It's completely different. Oh. It's completely. First of all, the aunt was the mother in the original teaser. There was no aunt. It was his mother. America Ferrera was the voice of the mother. She's no longer there and stuff like that. He didn't really want to be abducted by the aliens. That wasn't his thing. The whole abduction was different and stuff like that. And then the quote unquote bad guy was not the bad guy in the original teaser. It was a completely different story too. It was not what it was. It was different. It's completely different. Because it's different now, I can say it was like a team up. He was going to team up with the character, and it was going to be a whole different thing.
Okay. Well, I queued it up. I'm going to go watch this after that recording.
Yeah.
And that's interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right, y'all.
We did it again.
Thank you for being on as usual.
All right.
All right, then. Good night.
Peace.
Good night. Bye. Good night, guys.
Bye.